these transnational tools that helps LGBTI people win many rights in many different places are increasingly being used by their opposition as well. And in that process, there's kind of a mimicry also of how these conservative movements are using some of the spaces that LGBTI people used before, whether that's international courts or whether it's talking about in a human rights language, but even kind of manipulating human rights language to talk about, religious liberty or rights of the family or rights of cis women, constructed in a way that makes them as a wedge between LGBT people. This is something that we increasingly see being used in the transnational space.